Australians with a disability are bracing for cuts to the National Disability Insurance Scheme as the government attempts to curb the growth of the program. Labor was already under increasing pressure to cut back spending heading into the May budget, but the strain from global oil prices has forced the government to consider broader cuts to departments and services. Minister for Disability and the NDIS, Mark Butler, says he's aiming to bring growth of the disability scheme down from 10% to 5% to 6% a year.
I'm not going to rule in or rule out any of the different measures that people are suggesting in this debate. Obviously, we're also having to take account of a deeply fluid situation globally, given what's happening in Iran. So, we're not in a position to answer that, except to say, as I said earlier, we are taking this process very seriously. We know that to achieve the growth targets that National Cabinet has set us, that we're going to have to look at a range of different measures.
Powered Media's Emma Myers spoke with CEO of Women with Disability Australia, Sophie Cusworth, about the impact of the funding debate on NDIS participants and the entire scheme.
It's really concerning. I think there are multiple axes of concern that we have in relation to what's being said in the media at the moment. On one hand, there are serious concerns about reductions in people's access to support at a time where we don't have alternative systems up and running and ready to support people. And there are real concerns within our community about what that will look like for them, access to their essential supports. And I think the other part of really serious concern around the current media coverage is how disabled people and our access to support is being framed. And I think it's fair to say that some of the framing has been really disrespectful and inaccurate, that it's causing a lot of distress in our community. We're hearing directly from our membership that the tone of media coverage and political debate is causing distress. And, yesterday we went out with a statement to our community because we're concerned about that level of distress that these narratives are causing. And so we gave guidance on how people can seek support and access helplines and what they can do if they're concerned about their supports, because we know that these narratives are creating so much fear.
And what are some of the societal consequences of reducing the support, of reducing disabled people to individuals who are being labelled as rotting the system?
It's really harmful and it's also inaccurate. It really reduces a very diverse community to a harmful, inaccurate stereotype and shifts the conversation from fundamental rights and equality and inclusion to things like suspicion and blame. And it distracts from where the real issues are. I think it's really fair to say that, okay, there are fraud or rorting issues within the scheme, primarily from dodgy providers. And we know that the majority of the issues with the scheme and costs are related to provider misconduct, structural issues within the scheme itself, and yet within the public narratives, people with disability themselves, individuals are being blamed. But we know that most people with disability are simply using the NDIS to live ordinary lives. We know from the Disability Royal Commission how harmful community attitudes towards disabled people can be, but we continue to see these really harmful narratives where we're framed as burdens, there is suspicion, rather than us being framed as rights holders and active contributors to our communities.
What does a disability support system grounded in human rights look like compared to, say, one focused on budget politics?
I think a human rights-based support system starts from the principle that people with disability have the same rights as everyone else to safety and dignity, participation and autonomy, and it designs support around what people need to realise those rights. And when we think about disability from a human rights perspective, we're not going to question whether it's okay for a person to use funding on support to go outside. And I think that's what we're seeing in the media at the moment, is questions about whether it's valid for people to have access to social and community participation supports, which ultimately are enabling people to go outside, access their community, live ordinary lives. And so when we operate from a human rights perspective, I don't think that's going to be in question. But when systems are driven primarily by budget considerations or these narratives focus on budget considerations, there's a risk that we are seen as costs to manage rather than equal citizens, contributors to our community with rights.
That was Sophie Cusworth from Women with Disability Australia speaking with Powered Media's Emma Myers.